A federal drug benefit designed to reduce out-of-pocket costs for the elderly may instead have them digging deeper into their wallet. Premiums are increasing at a time government subsidies are decreasing. Those low-income participants in Medicare Part D who get financial help either have to find an insurance plan next year they can afford, or the government will switch them over to one. A national consumer health group called Families USA calls the government's planned reassignment of low-income beneficiaries a, quote, dirty little secret. Jeff Nelligan from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, disputes this characterization.
It's puzzling to us that CMS actions are a dirty little secret, quote unquote, when we publicly actually announced these numbers regarding those seniors. The movement of the beneficiaries is due to the competitive nature of the Part D program.
Fluctuating premiums can be confusing. Tom Frazier is with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups.
The problem is that it was so complicated to begin with. We fear that many people will say, I'm just not going to go through that again.
Frazier says not reviewing the options could be a mistake. Needed medication now included in a particular plan might be exempt next year, or premiums could change. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.